This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
Sean Diddy Combs, of course, found guilty of two of those charges, and he is now going to be spending, well, the sentence is 4 years, but likely he'll be spending about two more years in prison with time served. The spin machine certainly came to court on Friday, and make no mistake, this wasn't a legal strategy. It was a stage production where, despite the shocking nature of his crimes, the letter that Cassie wrote in great detail saying exactly what happened and the hell and the torture that she went through being with Diddy, Diddy's team, Diddy himself, had the nerve, the gall, the, I don't know what word I'm even looking for on this one, to show an 11-minute video. And let's call it what it was. A campaign ad.
Mm-hmm.
Footage of him with kids, him running a race, him handing out opportunities. At one point, he wears a shirt that says, "I am the American dream," with clips of him mentoring inmates in prison. This is what they played in court. Take a moment to digest it, and we'll talk about it on the other side.
What you've given to the world, I don't think you know, man.
That.
When my baby cries.
You gotta give her a bottle then.
Know that you mean something to people. Know that you mean something to people, that you live somewhere in people's heart.
My nose fell off!
No, 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 it's here!
No, then my lip fell off! Thank you. You wear it?
You inspire, you energize, and you've left that for the rest of the existence of this planet, man.
One thing about great producers is they make you want to do better and be better about what you do. And he made me feel like I could do anything and go anywhere.
I'm from New York. I love New York. I love the city of New York. I love the children of New York. I wanted to do something good. I wanted to get my generation in the hip-hop community behind us. They come through in a big way. And we wanted to raise some money for the children of New York City for health and education. We have a huge education crisis. And, you know, this is just a start. It's something we're going to be committed to. I'm going to be committed to for a lifetime. And it's no better way than taking it to the streets. It's a beautiful city, running all around. The city's going to be painful. It's going to be rough. But, you know, if we get through it, then it'll show kids and everybody else that, you know, finish what you start and you can do anything you put your mind to. Any of y'all go to public school?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Y'all running to raise money for your schools so y'all get more books and computers and stuff like that. I just feel like it's important that us, you know, young adults of power, that we look out for y'all. We utilize our power to make sure y'all all right in the future.
Put everything you can into your work, you know. Don't think the cool thing is not to do your work. Don't think the cool thing is to hang on the corner with your friends and to talk about stuff that ain't gonna protect your future.
What did you learn about him as a man who was taking up a new sport?
Well, you know, I was actually very, very impressed. You know, a lot of people think it's just a celebrity stunt, that he isn't serious about his running. He is as serious about his running, has been the last 9 weeks, as a lot of these guys in the lead pack. I mean, he's really devoted and dedicated himself to running. You know, he's had some knee problems, and a lot of people don't think he's going to finish. He is going to finish, even if he has to do it on one leg, because he's raised a lot of money for kids' charities, and he's not going to let all those people down.
Let's go. Where we going? We going straight to the top, baby. Let's go is a constant reminder. Let's go. Boom. Live in the present. Sometimes, you know, you daydreaming. Sometimes, you know, Uncle Diddy got to hit you with let's go.
Clap it up on the sideline. Let's get our energy right. Come on.
To make sure that you pursuing your dream, that you staying focused. Let's go. Let's keep going forward. Let's go means let's be positive. Let's take it up another notch. Let's go spend time with our kids. Let's go. Let's give thanks to God. Let's go. You know, let's turn it up. Let's get in the vocal booth. Let's stop procrastinating. Let's go. You know, let's understand what it's going to take to achieve that dream.
So instead of talking about the guns and the violence, I was always talking about a better life.
places we didn't go before, things we never wore, cars we never drove, houses we never lived in. I think I brought an aspiration to hip hop, tried to take it out of just being street. Our whole stuff was a fantasy and a dream that I always felt would come true.
I started out just like you guys. I come from New York, I grew up in Harlem. I used to have to wear a uniform every day, had to get up early in the morning, had to travel to go to school. I worked hard, just like you guys are working. This country and this world we live in may have a plan for y'all. I didn't listen to that, and I don't want y'all to listen to it either. Y'all are great. Y'all are kings. Y'all are queens. Y'all are leaders. I just got so excited because this is truly a dream come true for me. And I'm happy to say this is our third school we have opened. This official. When we come together as a people, nothing can stop us. What I want to do with my freedom is, you know, make sure that I can make change.
And I found out that Mr. Sean Diddy Combs posted me on Instagram.
We met Sean Diddy Combs for the first time, and Sean gave Trey a $25,000 grant, which allowed us to open a physical store.
Revolt, as one of the only Black-owned networks, we have to own something. We have to have something that's ours. We have to have something that we can control our narrative, and we could speak about things that are important to us. And we can have a platform and a foundation to be free.
But I want to get advice from y'all. I want to not just have a one-way conversation.
We need a platform where they can put artists that are different, really different, that wouldn't get a shot on other stations.
Working for Revolt TV and working for Diddy was absolutely life-changing. It was the best job I've ever had. I learned excellence through him.
I don't see another thing that's truly changing. And I don't understand how we are the richest, most powerful country in the world, and it seems like we can't solve the problems within our own community.
African-American communities are last, and the only people that are going to change that is us. We have to stand strong together, and we have to get to that change.
You will change the world.
I've been through hell.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna make it.
You gonna make it, that's right.
And I got something for you. Remember I told you I had a present for you?
Yeah. Ooh, ain't that pretty?
This is a heart, because you're my heart.
Oh.
All right?
Okay.
You're my heart.
Okay.
May God bless you and keep you happy and keep you thinking positive. Everything's not gonna be perfect at this time in life. And you're a good person that understands reality. So we're gonna accentuate the positives in life. Cause you're doing great, girl.
You're doing great.
You know what I'm saying? You're doing great. I want you to be happy about your life. You're doing great. We got a lot of living to do now. We got a lot of living to do. Don't have me come behind me. I'll be taking you everywhere. You be going everywhere.
You hang out together.
Okay, what's your name?
When you were a little boy. Genie Ned.
Okay,
Genie. Yeah, you just keep hanging in there.
Thank you very much. Well, I'm telling you right now, you did a great job.
Thank you.
I'm wrapping my head around and meeting you, and also telling you did a great job at the same time.
That means a lot.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
That means a lot.
I'd rather at the end of the day be the one standing there with you. Was the best person. You made us feel the best as a person.
How old are you?
Two.
How old are you?
Two.
Two, you got two. That's two.
My name is Pookie the Bird. Pookie.
Happy birthday. Wash your hands, because we're going to be shuffling it up.
Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Today, God is the greatest. He blessed me and my girlfriend Kim in the world for
two beautiful baby girls.
She's sleeping.
We have breaking news to tell you about now. Model and actress Kim Porter, who shares three children with Sean Diddy Combs, has been found dead.
She just loved me unconditionally, you know. She just loved me.
She only knew all your secrets, and if she exposed that shit, might not have like worked out well.
Yep.
You could be like with a person.
Those tears.
I get to thinking about her, and I go to crying about her.
Today, now I'm a full-time dad, and I'm gonna be there for you through everything, all of y'all.
Every Sunday, I gotta slow everything down and do the family ritual, get the family together, make sure the girls watching church.
There is a definition of grace that is more.
Pops, I love you. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for inspiring. I've looked up to you and admired you outside of you just being my father, just you being just a great human being, a kind.
Let's talk about those charges against you guys.
I love how you inspire me to keep going, to never stop following my dreams, to always believe in myself.
See your foot put in that middle part.
Yeah, I did.
I wanted to tell you how much I love you, how much I care for you. Thank you for being so supportive of me and my siblings' dreams, for always encouraging us to go for whatever we want.
This trophy on my own. I want the best person trophy. But I know in order for me to get into heaven, I'm not going to get in there. Well, come on in heaven, you had 20 hit records. That don't mean nothing. And that's what this world is for. They're going to say, oh, come on in heaven, you was a nice person.
I love you.
I love you so much.
I love you so much. Love you so much.
Hi, Daddy.
I feel gaslit.
There's nobody in that video saying he loves him other than the people he brainwashed directly as his next of kin. Nobody else in that video in any sort of timeline is praising him. You saw a lot of clips in there of other people praising him at various points from the 90s to today. There was at the very beginning, I felt bad for Babyface because he was on there at some award show saying something, but I'm going to take a wild guess and go that wasn't a sanctioned move by Babyface saying, yeah, go ahead, put me in that video. I think we have to remember the quote, over the nearly 11 years we were together, Sean Combs would hit me, punch me, stomp on my face, pull my hair, throw my body to the ground and against the wall. Anybody who's doing that shit, that is all for show. That is 1,000% being gaslit.
100%. This is I don't even know what to say. This is so appropriate for an abuser.
Oh,
this is exactly what an abuser does. No, this is the life we've been living, not what you experienced, what I'm telling you you experienced. And this was to the public, you know, so good Lord, what was he doing behind the scenes? And we saw a glimpse of it, but just a glimpse. He did not acknowledge his victims in any way, shape, or form. He can get fucked.
Yeah.
I wrote something down only because I'm not good with words. And it's something we've always heard about people. But if you really want to know the inner realness of someone, see them in situations when no one is looking, or in this case, when cameras aren't there.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing here from the heart. This was all stuff that was put together for promotional material over the years, right?
Yeah.
I mean, okay, so he ran. Great. I'm proud of you. you know?
So did all those other people.
Right. Yeah. I have a busted knee. I walked for the Humane Society this year. Nobody was following me around for a promotional video. It's frustrating to see that. And even more frustrating to think that he or his family or his lawyers thought somehow that was going to sway this decision from the judge or the public's thought process on who this guy is. It did nothing except, as we always say on the show, just show what a narcissist this guy is.
Oh, my God. All roads lead there. What I found interesting about some of the notes I took, being a parent and having a kid, I'll tell you what, when I have like videos of my kid and stuff, it's of my kid.
Right.
It's not of me. It's not of me necessarily with my kid. I mean, I also don't have photographers following me around either. But at the same point, I wouldn't want to share that with a photographer. Those are moments and it's of them doing, it's about their accomplishments. It's about their stuff. It's not about me. Look at me playing with my child. Look at me doing this. Do a drinking game on that of how many times he said, I, me, and how powerful he is. You'd be fucking dead of alcohol poisoning.
Yeah. Our livers can't handle that.
The whole thing. I mean, and being philanthropic as well. Let's talk about that for a little bit. Because most people, when they give and they're philanthropic, again, it's not about you when you're being philanthropic. You're helping others. A lot of people don't want their names attached to it.
Correct. A lot of people just do it.
It's like, here, I don't want I don't want anything on this. It's let me help you. Let me do this. It's not let me present you with a giant check with my name on it. You know, or if you're going to present a giant, make it from like the charity or something that's actually like that can do more good, not just your name and look how good you are, because that's all this was. But this just shows the deep level of narcissism that, I mean, again, he's so deep into the game of there's no way out. He doesn't see it. Nobody around him sees it. That's why his kids think the way that they do. Maybe someday they'll snap out of it once they get a bit older and get a chance to get into the world and outside of the bubble of Diddy. But holy shit, I mean, this is it's a cult. I mean, it's literally anybody who's diving into this world of him, it is a cult. It is the cult of Diddy. And so many people, as we've heard in these documentaries over the last couple of years, it kind of felt like the cult documentaries. It kind of felt like Nexium. It felt like any of those where people are talking about getting out of Scientology and things of that nature, of the control, the coercion, and all of that, and how, look on the surface, how great we are. Look how wonderful we are. Look at some of the Scientology videos out there, that famous one where Tom Cruise gives that speech that's like 20 years old now, but everything's so grand and wonderful. Look at me, look at me, look how great I am. Tell me how great I am. Aren't I great? I'm great. You're great. I'm great. And that's what this is. And to think that they thought the judge was going to be like, you know what? You can walk out today. I know you got those speaking engagements. And let's talk about that for a moment.
Yeah, please.
The man had speaking engagements planned for this week. Literally booked. And had the gall to bring that up in court. Not just like, you know, let's plan these ahead of time. And if we're fortunate enough that they let us out, okay, we can go do this. You know, they literally brought it up in court as like consideration for the judge of like, you know, when you consider sentencing me, just remember he does have some speaking engagements next week already booked.
Oh, well, we must let him out, for heaven's sakes. It's like, what the fuck? They're non-refundable tickets.
Oh, my God. Like, how delusional does one have to be to get there?
It makes me wonder if his attorneys were drinking the Kool-Aid too, that they were getting sucked into the cult, that they started to believe it, that when the checks were clearing, they went, hey, okay, I'll do anything you want me to do. Because how could you as an attorney sit there and go, well, they've got the receipts. I mean, this guy was stomping on her head in a hallway. We saw it.
Well, the attorneys did pretty damn good in this trial for Diddy at the end of the day.
Yeah, at the end of the day, they did.
Yeah, so they're already doing their victory lap. Their strategy worked.
Good point.
So, there's that.
I really can't imagine again, we all have stuff in our lives that we wish we hadn't done, didn't do, mm-hmm. blah, 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 right? We make mistakes. We do stupid stuff. But to think you're going to get in front of a judge and all that and play something like this, I'm still blown away by this. Like, this mm-hmm. this seems like something that you get before, like, a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Academy Awards or something
yes,
like that.
That's doesn't what they, it?
Doesn't it? It's like yeah. you're expecting him to come out to the podium and grab the statue and give a long speech.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Instead of get sentenced.
Right.
Well, yeah, know. It's a highlight reel.
Yes.
The judge said the evidence of abuse with respect to the Freakoffs and Hotel Nights is massive. He acknowledged Diddy's work, yes, called his philanthropic impact commendable, recognized his innovation, his roots, his influence. But then he said the line that will follow Diddy for the rest of his life. A history of good works can't wash away the record of this case. He also yeah. said to Diddy, you were no John. You were responsible for that, even if your currency was sexual desires, not the money. And then came the gavel, 50 months, 4 years, 2 months, 5 years of supervised release and a $500,000 fine. No applause, no gasps, just the reality setting in that the brand has failed. Diddy turned to his family and whispered, I'm sorry, but it was too late and the sentence had landed. So what do you think happens next? What do you think? Do you think he's going to keep going in jail with his Diddy fair game or whatever the hell he calls his class once he's in prison? Or are we going to see a different Diddy now that he's certainly going to be working for good behavior? But the idea of trying to make everybody think he's a changed man before his sentencing, it didn't work out that great. He still got half of what was requested by the prosecution.
Todd, can you put up the picture again? We're looking at a courtroom sketch if you're watching on YouTube. I want to take a deep dive into the little hand movements he's got here. It's almost like the Home Alone, you know, the, oh my God, ah!
I was thinking more the Picasso.
Yes,
the Scream.
Yeah,
it's the Scream. It looks like the Scream.
It does. And I'm wondering who is standing behind him with what almost looks like a pentagram.
It looks like an anarchy symbol is what I was thinking.
Oh, OK. I was going a different direction.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's just the interpretation because it is kind of a weird symbol on that. I think that might be a like an officer of the court and it might be like
a badge. Oh, so maybe it's a star, like a sheriff.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
There you go.
Woo! Yeah. Yeah, my brain went somewhere it probably shouldn't have, but yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the Satanists that are... It's time to take you back, Diddy. Time to go back. I wonder...
Is anybody in prison going to take his class after this, though?
Of course they
will. Oh, absolutely.
Really? Diddy.
Yes.
They want to get that certificate printed off of a dot matrix printer. That says, I took the Diddy class. That's exactly what they want.
The question is, what does that get you? I mean,
I'd frame that shit. That'd be funny on a dot matrix printer.
Yeah, our younger people are going, what is that? Well,
will he offer an online edition of the class, I guess, is the next question. So we can all take it at home and learn mm-hmm. the wild ways of Diddy and how to be super successful, even in the face of adversity.
Jesus. God help us all.
I don't know. Can they stop him from doing it? Can they say you're not allowed to do this stuff? Or is he?
Well,
just
he can't profit from it.
It was sanctioned by the Bureau of Prisons.
Jeez, well, that's even worse.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. It's giving in to this guy's bullshit.
God.
Yeah.
And we're in a world where people like bullshit. Well, people like people that plaster their names all over shit left and right.
We love celebrity in this country. If you're a celebrity, you can do pretty much anything you want.
We've proven that.
Yeah. So we'll see how long Ike lasts in prison.
Oh, God.
Kathy on is like, Ike, go watch What's Love Got to Do with It.
Go listen to the song first and then go watch it.
I don't care who's wrong or right. I don't really want to fight no more. Too much talking. Great fucking song.
Tina Turner was a fucking legend.
She still is.
Thank you, Todd. Yes, you're right.
And When the Heartache is Over is also a great album. Or a great
CD. I've been listening to that. Actually, I listened to it three times over the weekend, had it cranked up as I was doing a road trip. I heard it several times.
I took that compact disc from Star 105 in Toledo when Todd worked there.
You stole it?
And I visited you, and it was in your office. I'm like, can I have this?
Like, yeah, get it the hell out of here.
Yeah. After, yeah, me and my friend, our friend Chris, I was like 17 at the time, and Chris was like 19 or so. And Todd had moved. He was, because we're all from the same town, and you were in Toledo, and I had to lie to my parents. I said I was going to like some other town to do a holiday with my girlfriend's grandma or something. And then we were like on the south side of Chicago or so. And then my parents are calling Chris going, wait, what's going on? Wait, yeah. I had to lie to go visit.
So most people lie to go see their girlfriends or, you know, somebody that they're having a relationship with. You just lied to go to a radio station.
To go see Todd. Yeah.
Radio. Yeah. Yeah. I thought for sure that you had told them you went to like a church getaway or something like that, a church camp or something.
I had broken up with my girlfriend at the time, like a week earlier. So that didn't even add up because they called like the girlfriend's mom going, they broke
my
up.
God.
Then I was like, yeah, we're going to go see Todd. But so there you go.
I've got no words. Your life, Tony. We should do an episode on your life at this point.
An episode? We could do a series.
A series. Could we?
Random shit.
Yeah.
And I took a bunch of, and I didn't even drink beer at the time, but I took a bunch of Bud Lights from the radio station refrigerator and put them in a backpack and brought them with us. And Chris didn't drink either. So we
so
brought all these Bud Lights along and nobody drank them.
You're like the worst kid. You're like doing these horrible things, but yet you're not doing anything horrible.
Exactly. Right? In very organized like ways that are not going to cause problems. God. I think I returned them back to the radio station fridge when I got back.
You stole them, but then you returned them. Everything
I did.
Was.
I'm like, yeah. I'm not going to drink them. Might as well go back to good use or something, because that radio station always had like liquor in the fridge.
Wasn't it giveaways or was it actually for the staff?
It was like staff. I mean,
oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. All right. Well, that's going to wrap up this edition of the program. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you're downloading podcasts so you don't miss any of our stories that we cover for you right here. And let us know your thoughts in the comments section there. We do greatly appreciate that. Until next time, for Stacey and Todd, I'm Tony. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers Podcast.